Promoting Circumcision of the Heart. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Psalms and Proverbs. My God, my God, why desert me? Why do my cries of anguish bring no help? I cry by day, but thou wilt not reply, and no relief comes to me in the night. Yet thou art enthroned, my God, within the sacred shrine, receiving praise from Israel. On thee our fathers did relied, and thou didst rescue them. They cried to thee, and they were safe, relied on thee, and were not disappointed. But I am a mere worm, and not a man, derided and despised by men. All who see me mock at me. They toss their heads and sneer. He left it to the Eternal. Let him come to the rescue. If the Eternal cares for him, let him come to the rescue. 'Twas thou indeed didst take me from the womb, didst lay me on my mother's breast. From birth I have been cast upon thy care, and from my mother's womb thou hast been my God. Be not far from me now. Danger is near, and there is none to help. A brutal horde besets me. Fierce bulls of Bashan hem me in, panting for me, open-mouthed like lions roaring as they rend. My strength is weak as water. All my limbs give way. My heart becomes like wax. 'Tis melting in my breast. My throat is as dry as a potsherd. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. My hands and feet are all disfigured, and I am laid low in the dust of death. For a pack of curs encircle me, a gang of villains surround me. I can count all my bones, and my foes are gloating over me, dividing up my very clothes already, casting lots for my raiment. O thou Eternal, be not far from me. O strength of mine, make haste to help me. Rescue me from the sword. Save my life from these curs. Pluck me from the lion's jaws. Pluck my unhappy soul from these wild oxen's horns. Then I shall tell my fellows of thy fame, and praise thee in our gathering. Praise the Eternal, ye worshippers. Glorify him, all ye sons of Jacob. Stand in awe of him, all ye sons of Israel. For he has not despised the poor man's plight. He has not hidden his face from me. He answered my appeal for help. Therefore do I praise him in our great gathering. I pay my vows before his worshippers. Let the pious partake of the feast to their heart's desire. Let the Eternal's worshippers praise him, wishing me long life and happiness. Men shall bethink them of the Eternal and turn to him from earth's very verge. All families of the nation shall worship before him, for the Eternal reigns, Lord of all nations. Prosperous peoples sacrifice to him and worship. Dying peoples bow before him. Folk who cannot keep themselves alive, their descendants worship him. And the next generation has news of the Lord. His saving deeds shall be declared to generations yet unborn. Wisdom has built her mansion and set up her seven pillars. Her beasts are slain, her wines are blended, her table is prepared. She has sent her maidens out to cry on the thoroughfares of the city, "Let all who are heedless turn in here." She calls to him who is devoid of sense, "Come, eat my bread, drink wines that I have blended. Leave your foolish ways and live. Follow the ways of thoughtful sense." Folly is loud and alluring. She knows no sense of shame, but sits at the door of her mansion on the thoroughfares of the city and calls to passers-by as they go on their way, "Let all who are heedless turn in here." She calls to him who is devoid of sense, "Sweet are stolen waters. Bread in secret is delicious." Little he knows that dead men are within, the guests of death. He who corrects a scoffer only gets insulted. He who reproves a rascal is reviled for it. Reprove not a scoffer, or he may hate you. Reprove a man of sense, and he will love you. Instruct a man of sense, and he will gain more sense. Teach a good man, and he will learn the more. The first thing in knowledge is reverence for the eternal. To know the deity is what knowledge means. This will multiply your days and increase the years of your life. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Psalms and Proverbs.